All right, should be good. Should be good. We'll see.
Wow.
Okay, so this is going to be
our greatest
moment or our greatest failure.
I think I know which direction it's going.
Who's a famous explorer? Like, there's
like Lewis and Clark,
Magellan.
yes. Well, I want to be Lewis and Clark because they covered more ground. Well,
okay.
Not
okay.
Really, but
well, they could be like the Mars rover that was supposed to last 90 days and went 15 years, but finally died this
good
week.
Good call.
You know,
it's just like Martian, the movie.
Just like us, we're gonna live on potatoes.
Yep.
I love
That's what the Irish did. Well, except for the famine.
Ooh, yeah.
Too soon.
Too soon? Well, this is kind of cool. Like, guys, so there is no video this week, so we still love you.
Thank God.
There will be a still shot on Off the Cuff Show Instagram of Dave's. You know, I have to do some blurring to make sure that there's no incriminating evidence of this. But
the whole thing is incriminating evidence, the whole picture.
It's actually, now that I think about it, yes, it's very incriminating. The entirety of the situation right now. Both myself, Dave, and the UPP. The problem is we have lives.
It's weird.
It's, and each of our respective lives have its own set of problems right now.
Yes. So
it seems like each of us have some like crazy shit bogging us down these days. But we love you guys so much that instead of doing nothing this week,
yep,
absolutely nothing, which was the easy way out.
It was the easy way out, but none of us wanted that path.
Well, the UPP did, because he's not here.
That is true. Yeah, he didn't give a shit.
This is 3 out of 4 weeks he's bailed on us, you know. So it is what it is. So we're Dave's in an undisclosed location
again
on a Mexican track, a test track.
I'm searching out the cartels after El Chapo was found guilty on all 10 counts.
Yes. Why can't El Chapo pay for the wall? What am I missing here? Why can't his money pay for the wall?
Yeah, it was like they how much did they take? Like $15 billion or something, like, right? Am I wrong?
I don't know. I saw
it was more than $100.
I say, I think it was more than $1,000.
I think. Yeah, but
which is a life changing amount of money for you or I.
Yeah, obviously. I'd sell my soul for that.
I saw Ted Cruz basically say something about that on the Senate floor or something, like, why don't we just use El Chapo's money? Then literally Mexico would be paying for the wall. Why can't we do this?
Ugh.
I need to look into this. I got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing journalism. I am behind the scenes. I am in.
You look like a journalist right now.
Yeah, I bet. Great. I do. It looks ridiculous, doesn't it?
So, speaking of news, I did launch Blue News Network.
Oh my gosh!
This week,
to great success.
I am telling you what. If I would have known how much fun it was going to be to write satire and see people this triggered, my goodness.
You would have done it years ago.
I would have done it the minute I thought about it. I literally. Yeah.
Oh, you had thought about it a long time ago, actually. You had brought that up.
I was talking to a guy named Jack Mandeville, and he is a writer as well, and has connections to the military version called Duffel Blog.
Yeah, Duffel Blog. And we've read that off on the show a couple times.
And he was talking to me and Officer Daniels at an airport in D.C. after Police Week, and he was like, man. So he was talking about writing for Duffel Blog, and I hadn't heard of it. So he's like, oh, it's like The Onion, you know, for military. And I was kind of like, me and Daniels looked at each other like, what the crap? Why don't we do this? And within a week, I had the domain bought. I had like the concept of BNN was done, but we just had so much going on. The idea of the people don't really think about it, but the work in terms of finding a theme that works, getting all of the right plugins for search engine optimization for Google, trying to go through the application process to get Google ads, to try to do, you got to start all the social media accounts, you got to like link to everything. It's a whole commitment that you have to make. You can't just do that stuff half-assed and hope that it's successful.
You know, can't. So would you say you can't go into it willy-nilly?
Yes, you cannot go into such a thing willy-nilly. So yeah, so guys, go follow Off the Cuff Show on Instagram, and then add Blue News Network in there too while you're at it. So, and go to Blue News Network and laugh. That's the idea. It's funny. Just go watch people be triggered.
I am excited for the future, because there's always going to be people who never, you know, didn't get the idea, never heard of even Duffelblog, that are going to be coming back and have that outrage. The outrage is great, because some people just read the headlines, and that's all they needed for their news source. That's it. That's all they needed.
That's it.
And they just
don't
go
need the,
off.
They don't need the actual information.
Nope. And so you've had some really good ones. And I texted you probably last night or the day before, whatever, and I said, man, I can't come up with, like, topics for it. I was like, but, man, if you come up with topics, I could definitely write something. But for some reason, my creativity just – you've been on it, man. You've had some doozies. And I just – like, I can write stuff, but, man, you've had some really good ideas, some good captions, some good news stories, or whatever you want to call them.
Yes, I thought about today. The problem is this one has no police bearing at all, but Mexico taunts Trump, "We will pay for wall if you get a haircut."
But see, you could spin that into a cop one, too. I thought of one with like basically an officer's in hot water because he leaves his body cam on all the time and excessively uses the bathroom, you know, and so it's always an issue, and so the chief's trying to write him up or something to that extent. Or my sorry about that. I have reporters going off all over the place here.
It's a busy scene out
it's
there.
It's a busy
Dave.
Scene. In the UK, how they've issued the officers flare guns for signaling for help because they can't use actual firearms. So, there is a lot of content
the one
to
I'm,
be done.
I was thinking about writing another one today called "Millennial SRO Caught Vaping with Minors."
Oh my God! There was some. I'm telling you, man. There's some good ones. So. Well done. Well done on that one.
We're going to work on it. And the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez one is still on fire
right now.
There's still a couple of hundred people reading it right now. It's crazy.
100%. You're doing well, Mike. Well done, I must say. And I know this is probably one of your finest creations, and you are so proud of yourself. Like, did you even sleep last night?
I'm not even shy about saying how good this is.
No,
I created. I'm okay with that.
Because your greatest joy lies in the triggering of other people.
It is so true.
At all costs. And so I'm surprised you got any sleep. You were probably so giddy. You kept waking your wife up. Hey,
think about this idea. What do you think about this idea?
Mike. What day is it? Hump day.
What day?
This is Mike's day.
So anyway, do you want to talk about Ted Bundy stuff? What do you want?
I would love to save that, because it's a long, I think that we could introduce it for our next podcast.
You know, it would be
we
cool
just finished
if we
it
can
last
somehow,
night.
It'd be cool if we can
put it in parts.
On video.
If we can get it
in a video, that way we can do that live premiere on YouTube.
No, the next time we podcast, I'll come in, because I wanted to. We have a team meeting, a team building meeting, to go over. But yes, I will absolutely do that there, because Netflix is just killing it, right? As far as documentaries, I know that you like documentaries. I've always liked documentaries, but my time mostly gets caught up with comedies. Like, if I have time to watch TV, I kind of want to watch something that's lighthearted and that. But, you know, maybe a rom-com. I'm not sure what I want to watch. But but these Netflix series have just been on fire. And this Ted Bundy is a four-part series. And it has just been fantastic. There are things that came out that people who even know Ted Bundy, which I think we all know of him, but know the story. When I tell them about, they're like, "Are you freaking kidding me? What? Are you serious?"
I didn't know about, like, the escapes from from custody.
Well, let's not give it all away because there's some really good shit. And I was like watching this with the diversity team. We were shocked in some places. Like we could not believe it. Like you talk about the abducted in plain sight. This Ted Bundy case was because it was so brutal. He was so devastating, and he devastated so many people and families. His story is timeless, and it's ridiculous, and I can't wait till we podcast about it because we both have a knowledge of it now that we've watched it, and going over that will be a lot of fun.
I'm ready.
So, me too. Well, I mean,
what do we talk about today?
Aren't we doing it now? Like, I thought... No. Because I wasn't sure if the UPP was going to try to put together some stuff as far as some older, hilarious content or not, but because, you know, it's kind of hard to do with this in the jungles of of El Mexico, El Salvador, where I'm at right now, as you know, trying to uncover the cartel. So,
no, I don't think that's I think I it's left to me.
What?
To edit whatever we have together today.
What is he even here for? So, okay, well, let me just tell you, as I'm saying that I'm in El Salvador, so I'm letting up my secrets, but I went on a spending spree last week, and I bought I bought 4K movies like it was going out of style. I bought...
what do you mean? You bought, like, on what?
On 4K. Blu-ray.
What?
I bought movies, yes.
Why don't you just get them 4K digital? Why would you buy them? Like the physical
Well, first of all, I'm a little bit on the old school side, but I just like to have the disc in hand. And so what we do is we're going to take, like, we buy the Blu-ray and then it comes with the 4K comes with a Blu-ray, comes with a digital copy. So we take the Blu-ray, not the 4K, but the Blu-ray up north, so we have it up north as well, because I have unlimited data, but it'll eat it up that when you chain it, it eats it up pretty quick. So we just like to have the physical copies in two locations, but that's beside the point, Michael. I was talking about my spending spree. So I ended up buying Fury on 4K,
okay,
which was awesome. Saving Private Ryan on 4K. Uh-huh. These are all 4K, apparently. Sicario, the first one, which
in
was
4K.
Yes, and that's how why when you talk about El Salvador and Mexico, it reminded me of Sicario. That's why I had to talk about this. And I bought one other one. Oh, The Revenant on 4K. So I'm a lucky man. I feel good about that.
Had you seen The Revenant before?
Yeah, Mike, I have, and it was amazing.
It was okay.
You know what? It's coming from the... You know what? I don't want to talk to you right now. I mean, we're going to talk, but I don't know.
You had me up until The Revenant. It was okay. It wasn't bad.
What did you like about it? I thought the way... I don't know. I thought the camera work was great. I thought the acting was great. I don't know.
No,
I liked the story. Does it move too slow for you, or was it too tragic? Did you cry? You cried.
No.
You could laugh so hard that you cry. For some reason, you have those ducks that just...
I know.
They're just expressive. You have expressive ducks.
I have very, very loose tear ducts.
They're very loose. You got to do
If tear ducts could be whores, then mine are so
Have you ever
so
thought
loose.
About kegels for your tear ducts?
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of exercise for my tear ducts.
Oh, my God.
6 months later, Mike doesn't even cry at the death of his entire family in a fiery crash.
And you try.
I'm trying to cry, everybody. I worked my tear ducts out so hard. I just... The police are questioning me. They think that my response is not normal.
They're all tight. Your tear ducts are so tight and taut from muscular work.
Like, what did they do, Botox into tear ducts? I should get some Botox in my tear ducts. Just tighten them up there a little bit,
it's
you know?
So ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Men over 40 should get their tear ducts checked, you know, just to keep them tight.
It's actually making me tear up a little bit. Oh, my gosh. That
See, we're
hilarious.
Both over 40. We need our tear ducts fixed up, you know, stitched
up. That's right. Nothing little tear duct kegel won't work you out. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So, right. So what about Revenant did you not like? Because I really, you know, I did like it a
honestly,
lot.
Honestly, man, like, I don't really have too much complaints about it. I just, like,
it just
I remember,
wasn't your thing. There was a lot
I
of
I remember watching it and being like, I didn't not like the movie. It was just, it's just one of those things where I'm like, well, that was a decent movie. You know, like, I watched it and felt like I don't ever need to come back. Whereas Sicario, on the other hand, I've watched, like, three times.
Yeah.
Like,
did you see the second one?
I did. I didn't like it as good as the first, but I love the first one.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the second one, I think, as much as the first one. So
really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I felt
it.
Like the second one was a little... I felt like I was able to be one step ahead of the movie. Like, I felt like I knew where it was going the whole time. Like, nothing surprised me. The first one kind of, like, took a couple of, you know, quick twists and turns and... You know, you're seeing you're exposed to this sort of like the concept for the first time of this guy, and the second one I felt like this didn't surprise me. Love the action though. I thought it was still really, really well done.
Well,
it wasn't bad. It was just like I didn't feel the same, I guess, surprise, or I wasn't like on the edge with the second one because I felt like I knew where it was going.
Well, I think maybe the first one kind of spelled that out for you as to why it was maybe the second one seemed so predictable. What I liked about the second one was I think because of the way the trailer was put out, I felt like it was more of a the main guy is will do anything to protect the child. Like, I thought it was going to turn into, like, a huggy-feely type of movie. And it really wasn't about that, and it wasn't made like that. And so I was pleasantly surprised because I thought that was going to kind of take over the whole movie just from the trailer. And I know we're not letting anything out there, but I was surprised for that. So I was happy.
I dove into True Detective Season 3 last night. Mrs. Mike the Cop.
Wait, what did you do? I'm sorry. I was listening to my my radio is going off from the reporters are going crazy over here in El Salvador.
Well, everybody's on edge about the breaking news. So
well, you're not kidding.
Know.
Yeah.
I know if you got to go suddenly to make sure you cover the story, I understand.
I know you do. So anyway, so what were you saying, Paul? I'm sorry.
Mrs. Mike the Cop actually had me purchase HBO for a month just to watch True Detective Season 3.
How? Okay. Without letting anything, because I want to see
I only
that.
Watched the first one.
Okay, the first episode.
The first episode, I'm sorry. So we were huge fans of Season 1. Season 2 we felt was very well shot, very well acted, weak story. It was just, it wasn't a compelling story for us.
Now, would you say that if the second season had been the first season, would you have liked it more? I feel like I would have. Because I felt like it was good, but because it had to follow the first season, it just always kind of fell short and flat.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure that if the second season would have been what I saw first, I would have kept watching. Like, I don't know. But I can say that the opening episode to Season 3... amazing.
Really?
I really, really liked it. And I like the actor. I can't remember his name, but I love his voice. He's really good in his role, and I'm hooked on the story. They really grab you, and I don't know, you know, the whole situation with how they're choosing to film it, but there's little things that I'm noticing in it that are so awesome, like the scene will fade with the light, and then there's a flashlight on, and then the flashlight still keeps moving. Like, the way that it goes, like, the way that it's filmed is, like, captivating to watch.
Okay.
It's really, really good. Like, so everything about it in the opening episode was, like, firing on all cylinders, so I'm excited to...
Is there a lot of, like, that attention to detail and that kind of stuff really... Like,
yeah, man, it's... Yeah, everything is real purposeful. Every moment, every line... Everything is serving a purpose.
That's
really good.
That reminds me, like Breaking Bad is like that. Better Call Saul is like that. Like, there's always very specific. There's always a reason for what they're doing, even though if it looks mundane and or even unnoticeable at first, there's always a reason for it. Which I love that, you know, how they do that. So,
yeah. So yeah, I'm. That's my. TV consumption. Although tonight I am gonna sit down here in my basement and do live PD Companion. Just roll with it for 3 hours and see how it goes.
Yes, yes. I would, but my brother's wife's coming into town today, so she'll be staying with us for a couple days. So,
yes, indeedy,
indeed, indeed. So I'm just trying to figure out like what else, because now I'm like disappointed that the UPP decided he wasn't going to provide content to the people that enjoy our show.
Yeah, well, it's okay. This is we continue the streak of why he's underpaid.
That we do, Michael.
Or accurately paid. Maybe he's the APP, the accurately paid producer.
The overly paid producer, OPP.
Yeah, OPP.
He's done with OPP.
Yeah.
So
yeah, man. Gosh. We could just title this episode Dave Goes on a 4K Movie Spree.
I did.
I don't know.
but I didn't go necessarily all because I did buy that shit. What is that? That Live, Die, Repeat movie. What is that movie with Tom Cruise where he keeps reliving the day? What's that called?
Something Days.
Something Tomorrow, right? Dang it.
Yes. Something Live, Die, Tomorrow, Day, Tomorrow.
Tomorrow Lives Today.
Tomorrow Never Dies. Is that it?
Ooh. The Dies of Tomorrow Are Today.
Tomorrow...
Tomorrow? Let's, I love you tomorrow.
I'm Googling Tomorrow Never Dies. Is that it? Let's see.
No.
That is a James Bond movie.
No, it's...
Pierce Brosnan at his finest.
The Edge of
Tomorrow. Tomorrow, comma, Tom Cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see what comes up about that. Tomorrow,
about to
Tom Cruise. Edge of Tomorrow.
I just said that, right? Edge of Tomorrow.
I don't think so.
Well, when people listen to it back, I think they're going to see that.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I had literally just said it after all the bullshit we went
movie.
Through.
I liked that movie.
I liked it a lot, too. So, yep.
It made me convert to Scientology. That was the moment that I
for the second
realized
time. Yes.
Tom Cruise was right.
Yeah, for the second time. So... Yeah, no, I like that one a lot, too. So I ended up buying that one as well. But it wasn't on 4K.
Was it in 4K?
No, I didn't buy that one in 4K.
What?
Although, I didn't see it in 4K. I would have probably bought it in 4K. I liked it. But it was cheap. It was like one of those like $3.99, you know, Blu-rays. Even at Best
right.
Buy, it was like cheap. I don't remember what the price was, but I don't know, man. I didn't normally like to do that, but I did.
I did.
I feel good about myself.
Davey needs his retail therapy.
I was going to say, that's what Joyce calls it. She calls it retail therapy. Oh my God, that's great.
I need a retail therapy and buy a new jiu-jitsu gi. I was looking at some. I'm still like, you know, Angelo gave me that one. I still haven't shrunk it up. I'm afraid. I feel like,
damn it,
I feel
Mike.
Like I'm going to be a big letdown if I put this thing on.
Damn it, Mike.
I don't
ever
think
turn out a free gi.
I didn't turn it down. I took it. It's just I feel bad if I don't use it.
Yeah, who cares? It's Angelo.
You're right.
It's Angelo.
Bastard.
Nobody cares about him.
I actually am coming to find that I don't really care for the really light gis. I don't feel right. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm like the mid-weight kind of guy. Like I have a on the mat gi that's like super like I swear it's like a winter gi. Like I could like wear it in Siberia. It feels so thick, you know. I like the mid-weight. I don't like the lightweights. The lightweight ones tend, for me, from what I've experienced, they shrink and they stretch, you know. So, and
yeah.
Not necessarily in that order. Like they'll just shrink
well,
for no
reason,
though.
I like the middle of the thing. I don't need, like, the big ornate interior, you know, like, to me, sometimes, like,
oh, me
the
either.
Stuff that's on the inside.
Yeah,
I'm like,
so
well,
people
why
who
do
have
I
no,
have that? Like,
people
I guess
who have
I
no idea what we're talking about, like, they, like, get fancy with these martial arts gis where they put things on the inside. Like, murals and designs and all this other fancy stuff that we're just, we don't care about. But
literally has nothing to do with what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, so. Other than, like, I guess I'm supposed to be inspired by the samurai inside and be like, that's right. I'm going.
Or the gorilla in a gi.
And what does that mean? Like, if I lose the tournament, then I suicide myself because I lost my honor? What am I supposed to do?
Harry Carey, right?
Why? What's the point of this? So I was looking at 93 brand, you know, trying to find some decently priced skis. You know, you start getting to that like $200+ range. It's just like,
dude, I know. I can't do it, man. I can't. So I can't pull that kind of trigger. $200 for a gi.
Well, you could buy a gi if you didn't buy 4K movies.
Well, they're not the same thing, though. So
no, they're not. But you're going to get a lot more, well, I don't know, you could, in theory, get the same amount of use out of all of them, but,
yeah,
you know.
We literally just put Fury in the other day. I love that movie. I keep forgetting how brutal it is. Do you remember it, or did you see it?
That's the Shia LaBeouf movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like to think it's the Brad Pitt movie.
Do it! Do it!
What is that?
You've never seen the Shia LaBeouf where he's, like, in front of the camera saying, do it!
That guy is, he's so weird, but... He was fantastic in Fury, though. They all
were. Yeah, no, it was great. That's a great movie.
Yeah. It would be hilarious if somebody did a mashup with Fury and what is it called? The other one that the Quentin Tarantino one he's in with Brad Pitt's in. Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards, which I own on Blu-ray, by the way.
See, how do they not? It should be 4K, but whatever. But
I don't think 4K existed when I got that.
Yeah, I know. So they should do a mashup with that because that would be hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
Because one, like, the Fury is so dark and then
Inglourious Fury.
That would be great. So, yeah, I forgot how good Fury is. And the characters in that, it was awesome. Because there was, like, moments where you freaking hated, like, that tank crew. Like, some of the guys in that, especially, what the hell is his name? Punisher. The guy who was actually in Sicario.
John Bernthal.
Where you just, you hate him. Like, but he's just a dude, like, trying to make it. But, you know,
right.
Like I said, and who was the Mexican dude?
I don't know his name.
Yeah.
He's kind of like one of those character actors, you know, like that you see,
yes.
You recognize his face, but you don't remember his name.
Yeah, because, yeah, wasn't he in Chips? I think he was in Chips.
I think he was. Yes.
Yeah, but, yes. But, and he was fantastic too, but like those two together, like it was just a weird, combination of the tank, but that would be, make sense, right? I mean, that was,
His name is Michael Pena.
Michael Pena? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he, you throw these guys in a tank, like, I guess in real life that would have been like that, like all these different weird, you know, characteristics and guys coming together for that. But it was a mess. So it was a great movie, man.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up on a half hour, which is like a half an episode.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's better than, I think it's better than giving the people nothing.
I agree with you, man. I agree.
And
we're awesome.
We are awesome. I think that was an epic conversation.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that this translates and works out well. And you're gonna have to show me how to throw this to you.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure that out. Because
I'll be able to send it as a wave to you.
I don't
to email.
Yeah,
right?
I'm worried about the internet and your ability to work down in El Salvador to get this to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is,
but it is El Salvador, not Mexico, because I think the people might be confused.
Yeah, no, it's, I can't really disclose my exact location.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure where I'm at. So anytime
what do you see around you?
Anytime I'm working, I generally don't know where I'm at. I'm seeing shrubbery, tarmac in a way.
Do you see any plantains? Are there any small bananas?
No. You're talking about people?
No, you racist.
Little bananas.
No, plantains.
What does that even mean?
The tiny bananas. They're delicious.
The plantain chips are great.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. But just, you know, pre-chip. Guys, honestly, this is essentially, if Dave and I were not recording and had a half-hour conversation, this is essentially what it would be.
Yeah, this is exactly what it would be like.
A normal
completely
what
useless.
What are we going to call this? A normal conversation between Mike and Dave.
It actually ridiculously is.
And if you
is.
Think, they might be under the impression that you wouldn't say that you're in El Salvador, but we might actually run with the idea that you were talking to me from El Salvador in a normal conversation apart from recording a podcast.
Yes, we would, actually.
Meet Mike and Dave. A normal conversation.
Yeah, I think
that's this is a glimpse into our real life right here.
I think that you're right.
It captures everything. It captures the fact that our life is pulled in a lot of directions, but yet we stay committed and connected. and I don't know what else it shows other than that you need retail therapy and I need a gi.
Weirdly enough, a villager just passed me and saw me with a microphone in my hand and just gave me the weirdest look ever. So
that was those villagers.
Yeah,
you know?
Those villagers, I tell you.
As long as they don't pay your salary, you'll be good.
Exactly. So Oh my God.
All right. Well, this is it for us for now, and let's hope that this even turns out, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Here's the music. I'll edit it in.
All right.
Here it is.